Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate the Mica Group on their campaign. They're doing an excellent job. It was a very good meeting, very well run, and it was very informative. I have to say that we as public representatives here in the Nishone area, that there is an onus on us as public representatives to ensure that something is done to address this problem. This is something that's been going on now for quite a number of years, and it's been kicked about now long enough, and I think a decision needs to be made on it.
Is it quite concerning that the Taoiseach has refused to give an immediate commitment for a redress scheme?
Well, first of all, I welcome the fact that the Minister had been here on a number of occasions, and he saw it firsthand, the problems that we're having here within the Nishone Peninsula. But I have to say that I welcome also the fact that Deputy Charlie McConlogue has brought it up on the Dáil. As I said to you, a decision needs to be made, and it needs to be made now very, very shortly.
Because in relation to this issue, time is very much of the essence. We are hearing reports that homes are effectively crumbling by the day.
We had that meeting the other night and see what's happening and the stress that's on those people. I mean, for example, your house, your home is your castle. These people are paying a big mortgage, the house is crumbling around them, and they just don't know where to turn to. And we as public representatives, whether we're councillors, or ACTAS members, whatever it is, a decision has to be made and money has to be found somewhere to address this problem.